years ago, there was two abandoned houses where I live in Harrow.
Yeah.
The big houses, sort of 6 or 7 floors.
Very good. Yeah.
All sort of Gothic type. Mm-hmm. When they knocked them down, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I had a wander over there, and it was sort of more or less been cleared away. But all that was left was two massive coal bunkers that were joined, I presume, one for each house.
Yeah. What do you mean? They knocked the houses down and left these big holes in the ground?
They were sort of raised off the floor, just like a normal concrete coal bunker, but, just very big.
Yeah. And you explored them?
Yeah, well, my brother, we were just sort of running around throwing bricks around and that, and my brother's gone over there.
Yeah.
I saw him lift the lid,
yeah.
And he screamed and ran off.
Yeah.
So I wandered over there to see what was frightening him. I lifted the lid, and this is the truth. You've got to believe this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
As I lifted the lid, there, sitting in the coal bunker, in a rowing boat, was a tramp.
No, I haven't heard. We've heard this before.
A tramp in a rowing boat inside a coal bunker in an abandoned building.
A tramp in a rowing boat. I don't know how he got the rowing boat in there. I don't know what he was doing in there, whether he was lost or,
Did he have oars in his hands?
No, there was no oars, there was just this wooden rowing boat.
Like, that would have made sense, I don't know why.
Yes, right.
It was a live tramp.
And I done exactly the same as my brother. I screamed, we walked home relatively speechless, and we looked at it. I said, did you see? He said, yeah, saw the tramp in the boat.
When was this?
Sort of late 70s, I suppose.
But it had to be. See, tramps themselves, and it's always tricky, this, because people think you're just talking about generally, homeless people. You're not. There's a certain element that makes someone a tramp. There's a tramp at the top of that, but a real tramp in the old-fashioned sense, and that's what you're talking about. A huge beard, the string belt and everything.
Just looked up. He didn't... No facial expressions. I dropped the lid and done exactly the same way. We ran off.
Terry, unfortunately, we're going to go to the news headlines now, but if you can bear it, just stay with us. We'll be right back. This is too good. We'll be right back.
Racing today is at Chepstow, Lingfield and at Warwick.
Is Terry still there? Terry in Harrow. Are you still there, Terry?
Yes, Dad.
Terry, so when we last left you, and if you just joined us, everyone, it's just coming up to 6:40. Just give us the details again, very briefly, of where we last left the story. There was an abandoned house that just had the coal bunkers left and...
Well, me and my brother went over there as young kids, messing around on the site.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my brother walk over at the coal bunker, lifted the lid. He let out a bit of an effeminate scream, ran off. I went over there to see what he screamed at, lifted up the lid, and there, in the coal bunker, in a wooden rowing boat, was a tramp.
That's a sort of talk he says. and since then, I mean, whenever you tell people this story, they go, and you say, well, there's nothing more to it. And you must have wished you documented it further.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just the fright of seeing a tramp in a rowing boat.
I said this many times, but people still think it's just to embellish other stories. But I once saw there used to be a dwarf who walked on stilts around London Bridge in a big suit after midnight. And we were talking about this, and somebody told me this story, and I, like anyone else, I thought, well, nice story, but it's probably something you read that, like Terry's rowing boat, he begins to think, did I see that?
Mm.
And I left where I was that night, and I saw this person walking around London Bridge, and it was the most eerie thing I've ever seen. Were you frightened, or did you giggle there, Terry?
No, you frightened the life out of me, Dan.
Did you get a reaction? Because I get the feeling that you go home, and your parents say, well, you've done it, so I've just seen a tramp in a rowing boat in a coal bunker, and they go... Yes, of course you did.
Yeah.
And you start kind of doubting it yourself then.
That's what I... Yes, I would.
Of course, Terry,